Baruchim HaBoim, welcome everyone. We're about to begin Be'ezras HaShem together on Daf Chof Beis Amir Aleph, five lines from the bottom. The Gemara previously brought a statement in the name of Abaye, that when there's a dispute between Rav and Shmuel, his Rebbe Rabba always paskin like Rav, with the exception of three places. One of those places, Malikin Miner Liner. Our Gemara now discusses the machlokis in Rav and Shmuel in Maliki Miner Liner. Says the Gemara, Yosif Hahum Rabbonon Kameh Derav Ado Bar Ahavo VeYosif VeKomar. One of the students was sitting before Rav Ado Bar Ahavo, and he explained the machlokis as follows. Taima Derav Mishum Bizui Mitzvah. The reason why Rav says it's also to be Malik Miner Liner is because it's a bizui to the mitzvah. And therefore, when a person takes a kinsel, a piece of wood, and he transfers the flame from the first flame to the other flame, then it's a bizui mitzvah. Omar lehu lo titzai sulei. Rav Ado Bar Ahavo said to the other students, do not listen to him. Taimei derav mishum dekomachish mitzvah. The reason why Rav says it's aser is because it's machish the mitzvah. It takes the object of the mitzvah, that means that it draws out some of the oil and it diminishes some of the flame when it transfers from one flame to the other. Ask the Gemara, my benayhu, what is the difference between the two opinions? Ika benayhu, the kamalik mishraga lishraga. When a person were to light from one light directly from the other light, Manda Omar Mishum Mizui Mitzvah Mishraga Lishraga Malik. The one who says it's because of Bizui Mitzvah. So when you don't go directly from one flame to the other flame, there's no Bizui. Because even if you hold that there's a problem to then get any benefit even from a mitzvah, but here it's the same mitzvah. So therefore, min beminoi is not a Bizui when you take one flame for another flame of the menorah. Mandomer mishum achushe mitzvah mishraga lishraga nami oser. The opinion, however, that says that's achushe mitzvah, that you're going to then diminish from the mitzvah, then even if you take one flame directly from the other flame, it will then still be a diminishing. Mosiv Rav Avya asks on the first opinion of being bizui mitzvah. Selo shel meiser sheni ein shoiklin kenegdoi din rei zohov. If a person wants to take meiser sheni, the fruits of meiser sheni, and instead of bringing them to Yerushalayim themselves, he wants to be poided to redeem them onto a matbeya, he's allowed to do so. And therefore, if he takes that matbeya that now has kedusha on this matbeya from the meiser sheni, and he wants to then weigh it keneged other coins, dinrei zohov, that do not have any kedusha, afilu lechalil alov meiser sheni acher. Even if he wants to then subsequently take those dinrei zohov and then poide the other meiser sheni onto them, he cannot do so. I amris bishlomo ki pligi ravu Shmuel miner lener, ava mikinso oser Shmuel. It would be fine if you would say that the machlokes in Rav and Shmuel from Ner and Ner is a machlokes, whether you're allowed to transfer one flame directly from another flame. Rav would say that it's Oster and Shmuel says it's Mutter. But using a kinsa, a piece of wood, even Shmuel would say would be Oster. Then you would not have a kasha from this braisa. Eliyamris bekins. Why? Because this Bryce is talking about Din Rei Zov, which is like the Kinsa. And just like the Kinsa, which is an intermediary that doesn't have Kedusha, but you're transferring one flame to another flame using this piece of wood. So too, over here we're learning that you cannot use these Din Rei Zov, which do not have themselves any Kedusha, in order to then potentially transfer Meiser Sheni onto them. Eliyamris bekinsa nami shori. But if you want to say that Shmuel would also agree when it comes to transferring the flame using a piece of wood, a kinsa, then you'd have a kasha, a refutation from this braisa. Because over here it says clearly that one cannot use the din rezov which is likened to the kinsa as an intermediate that is not a mitzvah in itself. Answers the Gemara, Amar Rabbi, no, this brice is different in regards to Maaser Sheni, because Gzeira Shema lo yechave mishkeloisov v'komafik lehu lechulin. There, in this brice where they made a Gzeira, is because they're worried that a person might take the Din Rezov, and then he'll see that it's not the same weight as the Maaser Sheni that he wants to then be poide. Either it's more or it's less, and he eventually will not then use it to be poyed to the Maaser Sheni. There'll be a bizoyon to the Maaser Sheni. So therefore they made a gzera that you cannot then use Din Rezov to then weigh it against Maaser Sheni coins. Ask the Gemara, Mosi Rav Sheshis, and this now is a kasha lechor on both opinions that we brought before. Says the Gemara with the following challenge. The pasuk says that outside the paroiches, the curtains, the edus, you will set up the menorah. So the Gemara comments, the Brisa says, v'chila ara hu tzarich, does HaKadosh Baruch Hu need the light of the menorah? That there's a command to then set up the menorah outside the paroiches ha'edus. V'haloi, all of the 40 years in the desert, while Klai Yisrael sojourned in the desert, they got light from HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the Anene, the pillars of fire. So therefore, the Amudei Eish, so therefore, how could we understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is now requiring light? Ela Eidus Hi Leboi Oilam Shashchina Shor B'Yisrael. Rather, it is coming to say that this is now going to be a testimony, an edus, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shechina rests with Klal Yisrael. My edus, what is the testimony that we're talking about? Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Zu Ner Ma'aravi. This is referring to the western lamp, the Ner Ma'aravi. Shenoisim Bashemin Kemidas Chavruseho. That they would put enough oil in the Ner Ma'aravi as it is in the rest of the, also the other Neros of the menorah, that would have enough oil to last for the entire night, even on a long night like the night of Teves. Umimena hayomadlik ubo hayomesayim, and from the ner ma'aravi they would use to light everything else, all the other of the Neros, and when they would clean out the Neros, so all of the other Neros would be extinguished already in the morning, they would then be extinguished, whereas the Ner Ma'aravi remained lit until the afternoon, whereby when in the evening it was then replaced for another night. So says the Gemara, v'hohocha kiven the kivi neiros lo sagid lo mishke v'aluki. But over here by the Ner Ma'aravi and the neiros of the menorah, they were fixed, and over here obviously they had to then use a kinsa, they have to use a piece of wood to transfer the flame from the Ner Ma'aravi to the other Neros of the menorah. So you see over here, kasho bein l'man davar mishum bizui mitzvah, or bein l'man davar mishum achushi mitzvah. It's going to be a kasho on both opinions. Whether the man da'amur says the machlok is bizui mitzvah, that's one going to be a kasho. Ubein l'man da'amur, the other opinion that says it's a machlok because achushi mitzvah. You're going to diminish the mitzvah. Answers the Gemara, Tirgum Rapapa b'psilus aruka. We're talking about, he explains, that we're talking about long types of wicks. The menorah had long wicks, whereby the long wick of the Ner Ma'aravi would light then the long wick which is next to it. And subsequently those longer wicks would then light the ones that were next to it. And therefore, you didn't have to use a kinsa, but rather would go directly from one flame to another flame. Sof, says the Gemara, though, l'man da'amar mishum achushe mitzvah kasha. But according to the opinion that says that the machloikis is achushe mitzvah, that means to say that over here, you still have achushe, you still have a diminishing of the mitzvah when you then transfer the ner ma'aravi directly to the other flame. Ask the Gemara now, also the Gemara concludes, Kasha, that's right, it's a Kasha on that opinion. Now the Gemara asks, what is the conclusion? My have Allah. What comes out? Meaning to say, we said that Rabbah said, in regards to Malikin Miner Lener, the halacha is like Shmuel. So does that mean to say that Shmuel and Rav are only arguing on directly transferring from one flame to another flame, where Rav says it's Aser and Shmuel says it's Mutter? Or, and thereby even Shmuel would agree that Kinsa, transferring the flame using a piece of wood to another flame, would be Aser? Or that everybody agrees, both Rav and Shmuel, that you can go ahead and light directly from one flame to the next. Only Shmuel, he says it's even mutter to transfer using a kinsa, using a piece of wood. Omar Rav Huna bereid Rav Yoshua. Chazina, let us see. I halaka oisim mitzvah. Maliki miner lener. If you can then be malikin, if you go ahead and say you can, halak is oisim mitzvah, when you light the ner, you're making a mitzvah, ayidei the halakha, then you can go ahead and say that malikin miner lener, you could, even Rav would agree, then transfer directly from one flame to the next, because the mitzvah is the lighting itself. Vi hanocha oisim mitzvah, a malikin miner lener. However, if you say that lighting the ner still requires the putting down, because the ultimate mitzvah is the hanocha of the menorah on Hanukkah, then you cannot light from one ner to the other ner, because since the ner, the lighting, is not a mitzvah in itself, then it would be a bizui of the mitzvah, and you cannot do that, according to Rav. Di boiluhu halakha oisim mitzvah, I hanocha oisim mitzvah. There's a question whether halakha is a mitzvah, hanocha is a mitzvah. So let's explain and try to prove like one or the other. Toshma do'omar rava, haya tafus ner chanukah va'oimed loy asa v'loy klum. If a person is holding on to the ner chanukah while he's standing, it's inconsequential whether he's standing or sitting, but he's holding on to the ner chanukah for the whole interim, let's say a half an hour from beginning to the end of his halakha, lo asa v'lo klum. Rava says that he didn't fulfill his mitzvah. Halakas ner is Chanukah. Shema mina, we can drive from here, hanocha oisim mitzvah. Because even though he lit the neros, but since he didn't put them down, it must be that the halakha is not the mitzvah, but that the hanocha is ultimately the mitzvah. Answers the Gemara, doiche pushes it away and said, hasam haroye oimer litzar koihu denokit lo. The onlooker says that the person is lighting a ner for his own personal use. That's why Rava said that it's not going to be a good halakha. But we cannot prove from here that hanocha is oisim mitzvah. Now let's go the other way. Toshma, Doma Rava, halakha, halika bifnim, v'hoitziya loy asa klum. If a person lit his Chanukah neros inside and then carries them outside to then put them in the Rishus HaRabim, so it should be Al Yad HaPesach, Rishus HaRabim. Says Rava, Lo Asa Klum, that he didn't do anything, he was not Yoytze his Halakas Neiros, Chanukah. I Amis Bishlama Halakah Oysa Mitzvah, then Halakah B'Mekayma Ba'inan. If you want to say the Halakah Oysa Mitzvah, and near he didn't do it because he lit inside and then he brought the Neiros outside, and that's why he's not fulfilling his Mitzvah of Halakas Neiros. And therefore, mishum hachi l'asa klum, ela iyamris hanocha oisim mitzvah, amai lo asa v'lo klum. But if you say that the hanocha makes the mitzvah, so then why didn't he then fulfill his mitzvah, halakas neros? He lit and then he put it down in the right place outside. So l'chara hanocha oisim mitzvah. The Gemara also pushes this aside. Hasam nami. Also there you have no proof. The hanocha is oisim mitzvah because haroye, Rather, that halakha is always a mitzvah because haraya hu oimer litzarka hu ad halakha. Similarly, the onlooker will think that the person who's lighting the neros, he's doing it for his own personal use and not for the ner shel Chanukah. So therefore, we have no proof that halakha is always a mitzvah. We have no proof that the halakha is always a mitzvah. The Gemara now wants to prove again, Toshma, Domer Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi. ashoshis. If a person lights a ner, a large lamp, with a large, let's say, lamp made out of glass, shahaisa dolekes v'horlechas kol hayom kula lemoitzei Shabbos, mechabe u'malika. Let's say he lights it on the Erev Shabbos, even if it says Shabbos ner, and he lets it light the entire Shabbos throughout Motzei Shabbos. And now he wants to use that ner for ner Chanukah. So it says over here, he's supposed to machabe, to extinguish that ner, and then umalik, and then light it again. So iyam is bishlama halakha oisim mitzvah shapir. If you want to say that lighting is the mitzvah, then it's very good. That's why he has to then turn it off and then rekindle it. Eliamris hanocha oisim mitzvah. Hai mechabe umalika. Mechabe umagbia umenicha umalika miboile. Then it should say that he turns it off, extinguishes it. Then he goes ahead and he picks it up. He places it down and he lights it. Elamai must be that halakha is a mitzvah. So now we have a proof that the halakha makes the mitzvah. The Gemara now also brings another proof that halakha is oisa mitzvah. Va'oid. Mideko mevarchinon asher kidishonu b'mitzvoiso v'tzivonu lahalik ner shel Chanukah. From the fact that the Nusach HaBracha, which is magdir, which defines the mitzvah we're about to perform, and the Nusach is lahadlik ner shel Chanukah, from here we can derive shmamina halakha oisa mitzvah shmamina. So therefore it comes out that indeed that the halakha is like Shmuel, and therefore not only is it so that Rav will agree with Shmuel that if you transfer a flame directly to another flame, that's going to be considered to be mutter. But Shmuel is even of the opinion that you can use a kinsa, you can use a piece of wood to transfer from one flame to the next. Now that we have concluded that the lighting of the Ner Chanukah is what constitutes the mitzvah, if a cheresh shoyte v'katon light the Ner Chanukah and then afterwards somebody places it down, then he's not going to then fulfill any mitzvah because the halak is oisa mitzvah, not the hanocha. Isha vaday malika. In contrast to the cheresh shoyte v'katon, who do not have an obligation to light Ner Chanukah, an isha does have an obligation to light Ner Chanukah. She does so usually through her husband, but if she's alone, she would light her own ner. The Omar Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi, Noshim chayavos b'ner Chanukah, she'af hein hayu ba'oiso hanes. That although it's a mitzvah shazman groma, and normally women are potter from mitzvahs aseh shazman groma, here it's a mitzvah d'rabbanim, but it's aseh shazman groma, nonetheless, even though it's a time-bound mitzvah, women are obligated to light Ner Chanukah. Because first of all, there is a gezerah including in them. They were then, had a gezerah that the besulos would have to be together with the general before they got married. And secondly, it's pointed out that Yehudis, when she went to the general, she then fed him cheeses and made him tired, and then she lopped off his head. And that was then the beginning of the victory that Klal Yisrael had over the Yevonim. And therefore, Sha'afhein Hoiso Oiso Banes is Mechayev women to also light Ner Chanukah.